Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today.
Adio, Generitos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Episode 362 is going out to Smiley Ball. If you know, you know. Thanks. And my co-host knows. Thanks for coming to the show. This is not a Smiley Ball podcast. No. Everyone's quickly Googling that. Don't worry. It's a good, clean family entertainment if you Google that. No, this is a Bellator episode, even better than Smiley Ball, barely. It's a Bellator preview. Bellator's got a pretty, pretty big event coming up this weekend. Couple title fights on the card. My co-host begrudgingly said it's an okay fight card, so that's pretty much the best you're going to get out of him. He may sneak in some PFL picks at the end here too. It shows how ravaged the PFL season has been that he's willing to do Bellator instead of PFL on this non-UFC Monday. But I keep talking about him and talking about him. I should probably bring him in. Did I introduce myself? I'm Jeff Chalks Fox. Thank you. I don't know if I can still be called Chalks after hitting plus 250 dog and a plus 340 prop play in the weekend, but anyhow, let's bring in the co-host, the one and only Daniel Gumby Vreeland. No one calls him Chalky.
No, nobody has ever called me Chalky, not once. And this is, I don't know that I ever said that this is a good card. I did say,
okay, I think.
Yeah, and I think I pointed out that it's better than PFL's ravaged card due to everybody being on performance enhancing drugs. They are literally the Nate Diaz meme. You're all on steroids.
Come to life. Yep. It's true. They made Nate Diaz look like a smart man. So it's Bellator 297 Nemkov versus Romero. Well, actually, Romero, because he is Cuban. Yes, it's the same Romero you've been hearing about for a long time. This is going down June 16th from the Wind Trust Arena in the Windy City of Chicago, Illinois. We'll get to all that in a moment. Actually, do you want to talk about, we talked about PFL off the bat. Do you want to talk about your picks at all? I didn't get a chance to even watch PFL.
No, it was a terrible event. Shout out to Jesus Pinedo for like having a fun upset on a card that filled with chalk. It was a card full of late replacements due to people being on drugs. So Jesus Pinedo upset Brandon Lognane. And apart from that, it was chalky as hell.
There you go. All right. I'm going to tell you about Edge Boost. If you want to get on some chalky plays or some underdogs, Edge Boost is the place to go. This episode is supported by Edge Boost. Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be an extremely valuable tool. Imagine what you can do with an increased bankroll. Get down on some of your favorite futures without tying up your bankroll for months. That's what you can do. Double down on a favorite bet, or if you like, you can even use it to create an awesome middle or even a hedge. NFL season is around the corner, folks. Edge Boost isn't some sleazy loan shark, as they charge zero interest. Do you know of a way you can access more money to place on your favorite bets without paying any interest? Legally, I always add there, legally. Edge Boost can also be a part of a responsible gambling plan, as you can set up daily, weekly, or monthly limits across all your betting accounts in one place. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. Must be 21 years or older to use. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay. what are we going to talk about here? We're going to talk about Bellator. Let's do it. Let's talk about Bellator. Like I said, I set it all up. Let's actually give you some picks here. What I didn't set up is these start times here. Let me get these start times for this here. This year Bellator card, Bellator 297. When did you turn on Bellator? You used to go to Bellator events and everything. When did Bellator become the bane of your existence, Dan? When you had to do breakdowns on them?
I think when they started trying to do these like big tournaments, but not like I love their gimmicky as hell. Everybody's got to win a tournament to get a title shot. That was fun. And the best part about it was, is it wasn't just a place for like the people the UFC sent out to pasture. And now it's kind of turned into, well, we're going to do tournaments, but they're only going to be ones that we really like. And then you're going to get Julius Angelikis in a title fight somehow, inexplicably. People are going to get title shots even without these tournaments. So like, it was like a fun gimmick to start. And then it started being less fun when they took that away. Like I like PFL if they're not all on steroids. I like PFL because it's weird. Right. And it's different. And it's some sort of setup that draws me in. If you're just going to put on fights, like, oh, all right, I'll watch anybody just putting on fights, but like, let's do it with maybe somebody who's not a UFC reject.
Yep, that's pretty much why I enjoy PFL more than Bellator at this point. All right,
Bellator. Which, by the way, in the top three fights this weekend, four fighters out of those six are from the UFC.
Yep, true story. He speaks no lies. And we're talking about Bellator 297, Nemkov versus Romero. It's Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, prelims on YouTube, main U.S. broadcast on Showtime. I think Canada expects us to pay for it now, pay-per-view, so yeah. I was barely watching it when it was free. So anyhow, we're going to start off with a prelim fight at 205 pounds. Carl Moore, easy name to say. Not for me, apparently. Carl Moore versus Alex Polizzi, 3 5-minute rounds. Do you know the odds here, or you want to play the guessing game?
No, I know the odds. I've had my eye on them. Sorry.
Boo. All right.
I know the people at home like it better when I don't have them, so.
Yeah. All right, maybe you can tell us if some of the odds are off. All right, Carl Moore will start with 11-2, 2 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once, so finished in both of his losses. 3-0 in Bellator. He's also won 3 straight fights. He's won 6 of his last 7. He was the Cage Warriors champion. 2011 Pro MMA debut. 3-inch height, 3 inches reach on Polizzi, -105. Easy Polizzi. I approve. That's a good nickname. 10-2, 3 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out once. 4-2 in Bellator, 3-1 over his last 4, including winning his last fight via TKO. That was back in May of 2022. He was a regional champion. He's at -125.
I like, technically Moore is a slight underdog here. I like Carl Moore in this fight. I'll say part of the reason why I like him is Polizzi, if you've looked at his fights, like he beat Jamal Pogues in LFA to win the title. In that fight, it was like largely like him just wrestling Pogues as much as he could. And then eventually like getting a pretty weird heel hook to win the fight. And it seems to me when he does not have the ability to exploit his, like, he's got really good jiu-jitsu, right? Like most of his wins are submission wins or ground and pound wins. It's pretty much those two things. And so like, he's got good jiu-jitsu and he's got good positioning. But it seems to me when he doesn't have the ability to do that regularly, he doesn't have the ability to like take it to you on the ground constantly, that those are when he loses, right? Yoel Romero, tough guy for him to wrestle. Julius Angelikis, the aforementioned, tough for him to wrestle. Even that fight he almost lost against Grant Neal, and I kind of sort of think he did lose to Grant Neal. Like all of those fights were ones where he just couldn't control the position all that well. And I don't know that he'll be able to control Carl Moore. Carl Moore knows what he's doing in there. He's been a guy who's dealt with other guys who can wrestle pretty well. He himself is not that bad of a wrestler. He was doing all right against Paul Craig way back when they fought. Although that was probably like 10 years ago now. That's going to make me feel old for a second. That was probably 10. I think that was a Bama fight. That I'm remembering weirdly. No, but he dealt with Lee Chadwick and Carl Albrechtsen. And like, I think he's good enough to grapple with Polizzi. And really all he needs to do is shut down Polizzi's grappling. I think the reach will be big. I think the height will be big. So I'm going to go with Carl Moore as a slight dog here.
All right. Right out of the gate, getting some action on the doggy dogs here. All right. We're going to move to the main card next. Right. It's the big boys, heavyweights. Daniel James versus Gokhan Sarakam. Sarakam. Excuse me. 3 5-minute rounds at heavyweight if they need the 5 rounds. This is another very close pick'em type of fight. I'll tell you about James first. The American Predator, bad nickname. Gives off the wrong vibes, I think. American Predator. 15, 6, and don't you think? Predator's not a good word.
It's not great.
No. James is 15, 6, and 1. 11 knockouts, 3 submissions. So he is a finisher. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. He's also durable. 3-0 on Bellator. He's won 5 straight fights and 6 of 7. All of his wins in that stretch have come via TKO. Has not lost a fight since April 2021. 3 inches taller than Sarakam. 4 inches of reach on him. Based on the last weigh-ins, 18 pounds heavier, minus 110. Sarakam, 8-2, 6 knockouts. He's been submitted once. 4-2 in Bellator. He's won 4 of his last 5. He did lose his last fight, though. He's 10 years younger than James. He's at minus 120.
I'm going to go, I mean, it's kind of a dog again, right? I'm going to go kind of dog again here and go with James. I just think, so first of all, he hits so hard. I said this before his fight with Marcelo Gomes. I picked him to beat Marcelo Gomes. He's just got power from bell to bell, and that's enough for him to be scary. I also, and I don't say this about a guy in Bellator, let alone a heavyweight very often. I love Daniel James's resume. Like, I love it. If you look back, this guy has fought so many like dudes in the past, and that goes back to when he was a lot skinnier, because way back when he was like a very small guy. If you want to go back like 5 years, the guy used to be able to make lighter weight classes and whatnot. But like, he goes in there, he hits so hard, and he's fought guys like, you know, like, let's just run it down: Daniel Omelianchuk, Michael Materlik, Rafael Pessoa, Denis Moliev, Tyrone Fortune, Marcelo Gomes, like these, Brett Martin. These are all guys who have been like UFC or KSW level, like all of them. So, you know, I think the fact that he's fought so many tough guys, and when he hits, people go to sleep. I think that plays well, especially against a guy like Sarakam, who, like, let's face it, his best win in his whole life is probably Sedsoma, who he won by split decision and looked kind of disinterested. He's another one of those guys where if he just can't grapple you, there's not much to say about him. So I think Daniel James, I love the run he's on. The fight with Marcelo Gomes looked really good. I'm going to pick him in this one.
All righty. Here we go. Gumby's going on the little dogs. You have big dogs in real life, but these are little dogs.
One of my dogs is
small. Yeah, I guess.
Michael Bisping's small.
Yeah. All right. Let me tell you, would you call him an underdog?
I mean, he's only the underdog when he's fighting Muggsy Bogues, who's my big dog.
Yes. You know why I said that? Because we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania 4 is here, and Underdog Fantasy is giving away $15 million in prizes, plus plenty of ways to win with NBA, NHL, and MLB with their player prop parlays. Head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGP.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
And, all right, we're going down a weight class, lightweights. We're to the land of the UFC rejects now, as Dan was telling us off the top. Corey Anderson versus Phil Davis, 3 5-minute rounds at light heavyweight. Phil Davis is Mr. Wonderful, not really. Who's the real Mr. Wonderful, Dan?
Paul Orndorff?
Yeah, there you go. You weren't convincing, but you got it right.
It was before my time, so I wanted I entered Hacksaw Jim Duggan time.
That was about the same time, but yes.
Hacksaw lasted maybe the end of the Hacksaw Jim Duggan reign.
Yes. Yes, when he was an Iraqi sympathizer, that happened.
Nope, that meant negative.
All right, Mr. Wonderful Davis, non-Iraqi sympathizer, I don't think. He's 24-6 with 1 no contest, 6 knockouts, 5 submissions, never been finished in a fight, 11-3 in Bellator. He used to be the champion of this weight class in Bellator. He's won 2 straight fights in 5 of 6. He's not fought since March of 2022. He went 9-3 with 1 no contest in the UFC. 2008 was his pro MMA debut. He was a collegiate wrestling champion at Penn State. He's at +130. Overtime Anderson, not beasting 24/7 anymore, Dan.
Sad, not 24/7.
Right? It was
25/8.
Oh, that's right. See, it's been so long. That'll never die. That should never die.
I won't. As long as this podcast lasts, I will talk about it.
All right. I'm going to name the episode Beastin 25/8. Have we done that before? Probably. But maybe, if we haven't, maybe, I'm going to call maybe. It Beastin 25/8 will never die. All right. Anderson, overtime. Boo. 16-6 with 1 no contest, 8 knockouts. He's been knocked out himself 4 times. He's 3-1 with 1 no contest in Bellator. He did lose his last fight. Before that, it was a no contest. He's went 10-5 in the UFC, 3-0 in the Ultimate Fighter and the champion there. He's fight at heavyweight, 2013 pro MMA debut. 5 years younger than Davis, an inch taller, -175.
I'm going to say I don't really love the price here on this one. Like when I was mentally handicapping these fights, because I sent you the 5 fights I wanted to talk about, and I mentally had where all the lines were because they weren't posted yet. And that's the way our listeners like it. I know you guys like it that way. I had Corey Anderson at like -115 mentally. And I was like, I like Corey Anderson at that price. I hope he posts at even. And a little voice in the back of my head said, Corey Anderson might come in as an underdog here. And I'd love that. And I do think Corey Anderson is going to win this fight. I'm on the Corey Anderson side. But man, do I hate this number. Because like, I mentally think that this is a coin flip fight. Because what it's going to come down to is, can Phil Davis get him down? If Phil Davis can get him down and can wrestle him, Phil Davis wins this fight. If Phil Davis has to box with anybody with the skills of Corey Anderson or better, he's going to lose. So I think that's what it comes down to. And then, like, you just have to ask yourself that question. Can Corey Anderson stuff a few takedowns, especially when he knows they're coming, especially when he's taller, right? I tuned out a little bit.
Anderson is an inch taller, so they're pretty much the same.
He's got a better, he probably doesn't have better reach, but he has probably has better functional reach. Because when they measure reach, for those of you who don't know, it's fingertip to fingertip, which means it counts the whole chest too. That's why Brock Lesnar had like the greatest reach of all time, is because you just measure his chest and he's got little T-Rex arms. Not that Phil Davis doesn't have long arms, but that dude's got an exceptionally wide chest. Corey Anderson probably has better functional reach, and that's why I think of it that way. But I think he's going to pepper him on the feet. I think he's going to look better there. I also think Corey Anderson's got knockout power, which is something you can't say about Phil Davis, right? Phil Davis is not knocking him out. He's got more ways to win. So at the end of the day, I'm taking Corey Anderson to win. I don't like -175. If it comes down, play him. But at this price, like, don't even mess up your parlays with Corey Anderson. I say just leave him out. Turn this into a dog or a pass spot. If the line stays where it is, it's dog or pass. If the line gets a little closer, yeah, get in on Anderson. But otherwise, this is a pass for me.
All righty. Moving on to the co-main event for the Bellator MMA Bantamweight Championship. Sergio Pettis versus Patricio Pitbull Ferreira. I will tell you about the challenger, Pitbull, first. He's 35-5, 11 knockouts, 12 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 23-5 in Bellator. He is the current featherweight champion. He's had that belt for three different times, separate times. This most current itineration of, or this most current title run, he's already defended the title once. He used to also be the lightweight champion. He's won three straight fights in 10 of 11. 2004 pro MMA debut, minus 200 for the challenger, the Phenom, Sergio Pettis. He's still in his 20s, so I guess he can still be called the Phenom. I think once he hits 30, though, we'll see. 22-5 for Pettis, four knockouts, four submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 4-0 in Bellator. He is a champion. He's already defended the title once. He won that fight via knockout. That was way back in December of 2021. He's been off on the shelf with injuries since then. He's won five straight fights. He's not lost since December of 2018. He went 9-5 in the UFC. He's fought up at featherweight and down at flyweight. He's got multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the t-shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. 2011 pro MMA debut for Pettis. He's 6 years younger than Freire. 3.5-inch reach advantage plus 150. Is Freire going to make bantamweight, first of all?
I don't know, but it's enough to fade him, right?
It would be a tough weight cut.
When have we seen a guy who looked good in a weight class up, cut weight, try to get down to the smallest weight class the organization owns, and get sparked by a dude in like 50 seconds? When have I seen that before? Oh, yeah, TJ Dillashaw. And this feels a lot like TJ Dillashaw. This feels a lot like a guy who, I mean, he's fought at featherweight, and he's also fought at lightweight. He's been champions of those two divisions, and I know he's trying to like go out here and prove something else, but the fact of the matter is that's a lot of weight, and Pettis is not cutting a lot of weight. Pettis is a guy who used to make flyweight, so he is going to be with great cardio. He's going to look fantastic out there. His brain is not going to be completely dehydrated, and on top of that, he's got good knockout power, so that's something you have to worry about with somebody whose brain's dehydrated, and you just mentioned he's not smaller. Like, that's the wildest part of all of this is like the guy who fought up two weight classes is actually going to be probably, in addition to being a guy who has issues getting there, is going to have less reach and the same height. Like, I just worry that it's a recipe for disaster. I think he's going to get jacked up on the feet. I don't know that I trust him to be able to wrestle. I especially think it would be problematic for him to wrestle if he's got no cardio from all of this weight cut. So, yeah, I think Pettis has got great value here, especially if it stays in the pluses. And I think, you know, call me crazy, I actually think this number will probably go up. I think he will wind up at closer to plus 200 by the end of all of this.
Ooh, so hang off. Playing Anthony Sergio Pettis, Gumby says. So
much better. He's much better than Anthony at this point.
Yep, you're very doggy dog on this. Not huge dogs, but
I mean those first two are pickums.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. All right, what are we moving to? The main event, perhaps? Yes, it's for the Bellator MMA Light Heavyweight Championship. The champion Vadim Nemkov versus the challenger Yoel Romero. Romero, soldier of God, 15-6, 13 knockouts. He's been knocked out once in his career. 2-1 in Bellator. He's won two straight fights, both via TKO or knockout. He went 9-4 in the UFC. He used to fight at middleweight. He missed weight twice there. 2009 pro MMA debut. Silver medalist in the Olympics in wrestling. He also is a multi-time world champion in wrestling, plus 240. Nemkov, 16-2 with one no contest, 10 knockouts, three submissions. He's been knocked out once. 8-0 with one no contest in Bellator. He is the current champion. He's already successfully defended it three times. He did win his last fight against the aforementioned Corey Anderson. He's not lost fights since April of 2016. Used to fight up at heavyweight, 2013 pro MMA debut. He is a Sambo champion, multi-time world champion in Sambo. So we got Sambo versus wrestling here. He's 15 years younger than Romero, 2 inches taller, 3 inches of reach, minus 350 on the champ.
Yeah, I think you just got to take the champ here. I like, what did you say the official number was here on this one?
350.
Yeah, and like, maybe I don't want to lay 350 on Nemkov here, but like, what is Romero going to do that Nemkov isn't going to be able to handle? I can't think of anything. And in addition to that, here's the other issue. What if Romero just comes out and does something weird?
Imagine.
It's just a thing he does. Sometimes he's weird. And it's not fun. So, I think Nemkov, at this point, probably a wrestling advantage, definitely a better striker, definitely has the advantage in the less likely to do something weird column. You know, he's just checking all the boxes. -350. Do I love it? Nah, I might slide it in a parlay somewhere, but I'm not. You know, writing home right away to go get some. I'm not using my edge boost double down play of the day on Vadim Nemkov.
He won't even throw it in a parlay. He'll slot it in the parlay, perhaps. So that shows you his thoughts on this. All right, I'll recap quickly. He's got Nemkov. He's got Pettis. He's got Anderson. He's got James. He's got Moore for his Bellator picks. Before we go away, do you have any bonus PFL plays and any good lines in PFL for the kids?
Yeah, well, let me start with maybe my favorite play on that card because, we should get to our edge boost double down play of the day. So my edge boost double down play of the day for this upcoming card, I'm going to take Jordan Heiderman. Jordan Heiderman's fighting Patrick Brady. I actually low-key think Jordan Heiderman might win this heavyweight season in the weirdest fashion possible. He's shown that he's a really good wrestler. He's shown that he's got a little bit of hands. He's shown that he's really durable. He's only going to be -350, which I know seems kind of chalky, but let me tell you something. These PFL cards now, all the problems I've ever had with Bellator being too chalky, PFL is going to exceed that with all these replacement fights. I think Jordan Heiderman takes it to Patrick Brady, -350. So to recap, my edge boost double down play of the day is Jordan Heiderman, -350. And remember that edge boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. And then a couple
what
other
a pro. What a pro.
You know, I got
Bravo.
You. I'm going to be honest. I was looking for some dogs out here for you guys. Cause I pride myself in giving you guys value dogs and I don't think I see a dog on this whole card who I'm itching to put money on. And I see quite a few favorites who seem like slam dunks. You guys might not know this one. Denzel Freeman is fighting on this card against a guy by the name of Isaiah Pinson. Denzel Freeman should kill him. This should be really bad. He's a wrestler. He's got a wrestling build. And when you look I'm not trying to body shame anybody here. I'm really not. But go on Isaiah Pinson's Tapology page. That's all I'm saying. And he's going to be fighting, maybe a guy who's not the most fit looking dude on the planet, but is a former wrestler. And a former I believe he wrestled for the Marines as well. He's also got a weird nickname. It's Denzel Luke Fox Freeman, which
I the Fox part.
Luke Fox Freeman. So that's
I see
weird.
His nickname is Batman here.
Oh, I've heard Luke Fox. But anyway, Denzel Freeman, -250. He's listed at right now. I think there's value on him. At first I saw Julia Budd on this card and I was like, sweet, I can fade Julia Budd here and make some money. And she's fighting Martina Jindrova. She's going to beat her too. And that's only coming in at -163. And if you're looking for other kind of fights where there's probably value on the line, Danilo Marquez is somehow only -188. If Jordan Heiderman doesn't win the heavyweight season, Danilo Marquez might, which is crazy because he washed out as a light heavyweight in the UFC. But Danilo Marquez, -188. So yeah, the picks I kind of like on PFL, I like Danilo Marquez, -188. Jordan Heiderman, -350. Julia Budd, -163. And then Denzel Freeman, -250. I can't tell you how much I want to give you a dog that I really like in here. And I can't. I don't see anything.
What's the prop bet on Denzel Freeman via murder, though? You said he was going to murder him. Is there a prop bet on that?
Yeah, I will get back to you on that.
Give us, what should the line be? Via murder. It's got to be in plus.
Plus 117.
Whoa, this really is going to happen. Holy moly.
Yeah, it's going down.
Hopefully we didn't murder your eardrums with this episode, but we're done if we did. So thanks for allowing us into those aforementioned eardrums. All right, the plugs. Discord, we haven't really talked about it as much on this show, but we're at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Get in there, have some fun with us. We're also on Twitter, SGPNMMA. Gumby Vreeland, Jeff Fox Writer are the handles to follow. He's got a Top Turtle MMA podcast you should listen to. It's Jeff Fox Free 99% of the time. So listen to that. All the good stuff is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And subscribe to get me in your inbox every day and enter my free pick'em contest at moneymma.substack.com. Now Gumby talks.
I'm David Gumby Freeland. He's Jeff Luke Fox Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.